off-ground harvesting of almonds is being studied in California, something that may come in the future. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the vast Ag Information Network. Traditionally, almonds have been shaken to the ground and then later picked up by machines. Off-ground harvesting will minimize the nuts touching the ground for food safety and also minimize dust during harvesting. Patrick Brown is a professor of the Department of Plant Sciences at UC Davis. The idea of off-harvest is going slow in California, but it's happening in other parts of the world.
Certainly, a lot of Europe is done in this fashion, off-ground harvest. There's a couple of reasons why it's a little bit easier in Europe is they have a lot of hard shell nut, and that's an easier challenge. And they also have a lot of rocky soils that mean they don't really have the option of dropping it on the ground because you'll lose it amongst the rocks. Yeah. So the Europeans have done a lot. The Australians, their industry was built upon the American model. They are, however, starting to move towards off-ground, and there's at least a number of large operations that are doing off-ground in Australia.
And again, Brown says one of the big pushes for this is minimizing all that dust at harvest.
Absolutely, yes. You know, dust is generated from the shaking, from the blowing, from the mowing, from the windrowing, from the conditioning, and from the pickup. So there's about 5 or 6 steps there. When you do an off-ground harvest, you reduce that to 1 or 2 steps.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.